My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much. Hello, my friends, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventure. I just realized I'm wearing the same sweatshirt today that I wore yesterday. Now, I don't think that's that terrible. I got a shirt on underneath it. But I'm always like worried about my image here on this show. You know, that's very, very important to me to always look and feel my best. There was a discussion at podcasting school yesterday. We were discussing things and how they're going to work with the, because we only have like 4 more weeks of class and then the final exam for our beloved students. And I had to giggle to myself when Dr. Avey was talking to the students about when they do their video podcast, how to dress. And she goes, yeah, you know, the last thing you want to do is just look like you just rolled out of bed, which, you know, every single day that I podcast, I look like I just rolled out of bed. That's because I did. I mean, technically, I got up at 5:50 to do the radio show. But when you're in the way I do it, it's I go to bed and the clothes come off and I throw them on the side of the bed and then I wake up. I mean, seriously, it's gotten to a point where I have to really, really focus on like changing my underwear. It's like, I don't want to. I'll just pick up the clothes that are next to the bed on the floor and just put those on like a slob. So she's like, yeah, you don't want to look like you just rolled out of bed. I'm like, yeah, exactly. You want to look your best. Yeah. And like Man Bun Chris, isn't that right, Eric? Absolutely, Dr. Avery. I think, in fact, there's this one sweet soul in the classroom. I don't want to say any names, but who I know followed this show on Twitch. And so I said to the person, I go, have you watched yet? This person says, no, not yet. And I go, well, you have to. And you have to heckle. However, I don't want you to hold anything against me that I say and do on that show. It's an exquisite performance. So don't fall into that trap. However, while talking with the students yesterday, there was a sliver of Eric Zane that came out during all of the, because that's an Eric Zaytunian heavy classroom. You know, I don't want to behave like I do here in front of the students, but I noticed that when I do a little bit of that, like creeps into what I say, I get a pretty good pop out of it. Like there was one moment when we were working with, because this is the portion of the class where, because they already did the audio podcast, which we have to listen to and grade those. Those were completed in an outstanding effort by all of them, I'm sure. Now we're doing the video thing and I'm looking at myself from this camera in this podcast studio that we have set up. And I said out loud, I go, my God, I look so fat. And that got a pop. So there you go. As so teaching the students was a joy, and I'm hopeful that this student checks out the show, because that'll be a worlds collide moment, which tends to happen. And I, you know, that's a wild card, Because if I'm in the classroom, we start having a conversation about what the hell is happening on this show. I'm like, oh, God, keep it down. You don't really want it too out there. All right. Megan says hello to the student. I don't think the person's here right now, but it says, easy is the best, disgusting mouth with an amazing heart. Yeah, I don't, you know, I heard that from someone else the other day. It was Greg Henson. Oh, that's a story in and of itself. He goes, yeah, you got a foul mouth. I'm like, what? Come on. I use the swear words for emphasis. And you can't say disgusting. Or to me, it's perfect the way it is. I had a discussion with somebody the other day who was interested in buying advertising. And, we were discussing it. And then I got this. Hey, so we listened to the actual show. And unfortunately, we can't advertise on the show because, you're a little loose with the lips and we're a Christian company. And I don't ever push back. I would never dream of doing that. I just said, oh, hey, it happens. I get it. Thanks for the time. Now, what I want to say is, oh, really? Okay, well, let me go over these one-star reviews of you that people have made. Was that Christian when you... And then I'd list it. I'd talk about whatever the hell happened. Tell me how, where in the Bible it says you should do this. Or then there was, so what happens then if you go to a customer's house and they're a Jew? Are you still going to do the work for them? You're a Christian company. You got to like turn the business away, right? And I just want to go, yeah, dude, you got to understand. Don't subject yourself to overthinking. I'm not selling you a show. I'm selling you an audience. That's what I want to say to these people. But I don't even bother. I don't waste the breath. We're an upstanding Christian business, and we don't want to be around a guy that speaks with a forked foul tongue there. So thanks, but no thanks, sir. Come on. Give me a break. There you go. Side note, Greg Henson. Remember the story about Greg Henson? WLAV Morning Man. Blown out a few weeks ago. First person he reaches out to is your old pal EZ. At about that same time, somebody was leaving Q100 Michigan. And the boss at Q100 says, EZ, do you know of anybody who can fill this person's shoes? And I went, actually, I do. I got a pal who is looking for work. I introduced Greg. And everything was working. He's going to sell his house. He's going to move up north. He's going to live north of the hard living line. It's going to be awesome. Two days later, there was an issue with his in-laws. They're older, similar to like my situation. And is requiring some all hands on deck type of moments to deal, and he had to quit. He's out. He was officially on board for like 2.5 days at Q100 Michigan, and I was just given the final word on this yesterday. He is officially out. He cannot take that job right now. But I get it. I mean, I really do when it comes to your family. Dr. Avery, our beloved Dr. Avery over at the college, same setup. You've got the kids, five kids, taking care of mom. More and more people in my friend circle, in my friend and acquaintance circle, both personally and professionally, have the thing going on with the parents. Got an outstanding email from our pal Man Bun Chris, who is in the chat right now. I read half of it. I'm going to read the rest of it right now. I'm going to read the whole thing right now. The rest of it, or the back half of it, I haven't read yet. So I hope it doesn't say something like, I want to blow you. Subject line, palliative care. Easy. Wanted to let you know I'm thinking of you all. I've really been looking forward to hearing you share how things went with the family. We talked about that yesterday. I also wanted to share my family's experience with palliative care. Grandpa had congestive heart failure and had cancer that came back, and he reached a point where he didn't want to fight anymore and do the radiation or any more surgeries and whatnot, and he didn't want to, I think it's supposed to say, leave the house. My grandfather had the similar attitude as what it sounds like Joanne has with wanting to do it, and I'm sure, because Joanne has been like, I'll take care of your dad. It's cool. I got this. And I'm sure a whole host of emotions with wanting to provide and take care of him. We approached my grandma with the proposition of palliative care, and it got brushed off at first. But what we found helpful was letting her know that you are the caregiver here. They're just here to help you take care of him. This is all at your guys' speed. Chris adds, we had the nurse come a few times to establish needs and get to know them. And just left my grandma with the contact. And obviously, we did like what you all are doing and visiting and helping when you can. The nurse became very, very helpful. My grandma couldn't keep up, though, with the meds he was to get to relieve pain. And she was getting so stressed out that she called and asked if the nurse could come a couple times a week. I firmly believed it helped both my grandma and granddad while still respecting their wishes to be independent and have their home. I just share because I just listened to the podcast, heard you guys chatting about it. What you're doing matters, and you are a great son. Thank you. You don't need to say that. By getting plugged in so much and helping where you can. I'm thinking of you and your family, and I hope you all are able to find moments in the day that bring you peace and joy during all this. Signed, Man Bun Chris. I'm going to tell you this right now, and thank you for that. By the way, there's a bee in here. You can see it on the screen, and I'm going to hit it. Oh! That is, hold on. Oh, he's still alive. Shit. Motherfucker. Oh, bitch. You see him, O'Neal? Fuck me. That bee was like the size of one of those murder hornets. It had a face. I could actually hear it talking. It was going, fuck you! Wow. You see it, big guy? Where is it? Because he eats them, you know? All right, that was crazy. I don't remember what the fuck I was talking about. Phew. Okay, I read that note from Chris, and then I forget where I was going to go with it. I don't know. I think that when I get to be the age that they are, and they're going to be like, hey, we think you need help, I'm going to be like, yes, I'll take it. You know, I will immediately say, oh, thank God. And then crap my pants. All right. Job number one, clean that. I will be all about it. I'm going to lean into that. Tophus says, clean my asshole. So I don't know who's going to get stuck with that job. I don't think Jackie can do it. And I think Jim. No, I don't think Jim can do it. I think that's a Madison gig. I'm just going by like temperament as to what they'll be able to pull off. Megan says, son-in-law Justin. Oh, there's no way he would do that. I think that's a Madison gig. I don't know why that is. But that's crazy to think about. We're not that many years away from that. You know, because like I moved here to West Michigan and started on GRD in 04. So that's 21 years ago. Now that's a blink of an eye. It doesn't seem that long ago. And so, you know, here I am at 55. If you take that 21 years and add it to 55, that means I'll be 76 years old in 21 more years. I hope I am the exact same person then that I am now. I honestly think that the older I get, the more interesting the podcast becomes. That a old cranky asshole is talking so much shit. I hope it's even more intense than it is now. Amanda writes, 67-year-old mother has to take her 90-year-old mother grocery shopping weekly. My grandma's body is falling apart, but she still has her wits about her. Okay, so your mom's 67 and grandma is 90. Yeah, all right. Skip says you've become a lot more calm since your FBHW days. Well, I don't know. I guess, I can't tell. But I still like to make mischief and create trouble and screw around. I enjoy being annoying. I really do. Getting under people's skin, trolling, that still is what makes me tick. So, like, when people say to me, yeah, you know what? You know what you are, man? You're a troll. And I'm like, I know. Yeah, exactly. It's always been that way. I have never deviated from who I am. With great consequences. Tophus says, yeah, you used to like scream and shit on air and scare the other hosts. Skip says, you do, but you're a lot more thoughtful. Thank you. Piano Fingerbanger says, so in other words, if there was a clone of VZ listening to this show, you would ban yourself for being an asshole. No, because I kind of like it when people screw around and do stupid things that get everybody upset. That's why I think that there is still some connection, like a Vulcan mind meld, between Trump and I, because he is such a troll. And that's kind of what makes me tick. When Trump trolls people, I can't look at that and say that that's bad, because that's exactly what I do. Amanda says, that was the best part of the show. Thank you. Jesus loves you, bro, says, good morning, Eric. Well, hello to you. Jesus loves you, bro. I appreciate you. You should follow and subscribe. Scott says, you're always authentic. Tofa says, you are chaos. Amanda says, you think you'd ever get an actual co-host for this podcast so you could have that type of interaction? Absolutely not. I don't like the thought of having another person in here. It makes me uncomfortable because I want to speak to you directly. All right? I get so much. You all are my partners. The interaction that we have here on the chat is what drives that level of interaction. I don't want my time divided with a human being so that I'm speaking to them and not to you. I think what I do is when I do the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, that's the one show. That's where that type of interaction, that's a different type of show. When you're used to for 7 years now doing a monologue style show and the interaction with audience members in the chat, I can swing this now. I've managed to figure that whole formula out. It's different for me. In fact, I'm still uncomfortable half the damn time doing a show with Ben because, again, we only do it once a week. Man Bun Chris says, why not? Who's going to tell us about the weather and stammer and say, ah, and You know, that's a reference to our pal Ben Glaze. When he was doing the X's and O's show, which I think I have some of those old clips. Oh, my gosh. Ben did a radio show with a guy named Anthony Bellino. And so Ben was in one location, and Ben is in Grand Rapids in a studio. Anthony is in Detroit. And so this is how it would go. Anthony would start the show. Yeah, welcome in to X's and Bros. And I'm Anthony Bellino. And the Super Bowl ended in a sudden death overtime victory for the Patriots. Ben, what did you think? I drove into work and the roads were slick.
Ben Glaze is at the Ben Glaze. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at 8C Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. Happy Friday. We've made it again.
That's right.
A couple short weeks back to back. Well, that feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
A little extra day off. My goodness. I like that for me.
Ben was not a yes and guy. That's right. Oh, yeah. Those are the answers, Ben. Well, Anthony, I'm glad you mentioned that because he would never dream of doing that. And so for however long that show went on, did you enjoy the Super Bowl, Ben? Yes. It was just one-word answers every time.
We've made it again.
That's right.
A couple short weeks back-to-back. Well, that feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
A little extra day off. My goodness. I like that for me. It's an extra couple days off. Very strange, but very good to be back and very good to be back into the swing of things. A little routine never hurt anybody. But yeah, it is it's early. It is early after last night's Michigan debacle that I worked a doubleheader of Michigan hoops.
All right, so that's all Ben said. Then I have another clip that says the Anthony and Ben remix.
Ben Glaze is at the Ben Glaze. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at 8C Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. Happy Friday. We've made it again.
That's right.
A couple short weeks back to back. Well, that feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
A little extra day off.
That's right.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I like that for me. It's an extra couple days off.
That's right.
Very strange.
Oh, yeah.
But very good to be back and very good to be back into the
That's right.
Into the swing of things. A little routine never hurt anybody.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it is it's early.
That's right.
It is early after last night's
Oh, yeah.
Michigan debacle that I worked a doubleheader of Michigan hoops.
That's right.
Poor Ben. So for however long that show was on, the only thing Ben ever said was,
"That's right,
that's right," and "Oh yeah,
oh yeah."
So I can do that. I can say, "All right, so we're here in the studio, and we got Ben Glaze."
Oh yeah,
how you doing, Ben? You having a good one?
Oh yeah.
All right. What do you think about gay sex? Are you down?
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you, Ben Glaze. That's right. He's into gay sex.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. Brett Bull Brain Chris says the sound effects machine could replace Ben. LOL. Cole says, how could AI ever replace that? Man Bun Chris talks about how Anthony used to screw Ben Glaze all the time. They never had a meeting like maybe give your man a heads up. Hey, Ben, going to go to you early about the game. No, he would never do that. And I go, so he'd never like warn you that he's going to ask you about this, that, or the other thing, or give you the direction. Nope. Ugh. All right. Looks like Jeremy K is here. He's not here that often, but when he is, oh my God. Thank you. Isn't it bedtime for you now? Folks, I just had the Pinball Land graphic over my shoulder. We have our pinball tournament going on Saturday at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. Now, we're going to meet at the Rockford Corner Bar at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening. And then after we get done having a bite to eat and y'all having a drink of something alcohol, we will walk down the streets of Pinball Land and begin to have fun. So join me. There is a invite pinned to the top of my Facebook page, but you don't have to respond to that. If you don't want to, you can just let me know here. You can email me if you have my cell phone number. You can text me. But come one, come all. We'll hang out Saturday evening and have a great time as we start at the Rockford Corner Bar, 7 p.m. Saturday. Haters are encouraged to attend. I'm offering some degree of mediation. If you are a person that has a problem with me, you should visit me and say hello. We'll eat a hot dog together and discuss what your problems are and how we can navigate those. I've just opened that up. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. So that is Saturday night, 7 p.m., Rockford Corner Bar. I'll see you there. And then afterwards, we go to Pinball Land and we play pinball. I just heard from Derek D. He's going to join us there and his lovely better half. I think that's Julie. Thank you, Derek, for reaching out. All right. I just got off the phone with Megan and Mike Ball about great food giveaway number, 2020 was the first one. So 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. This is great food giveaway number 6. And thank God for these two because they're already getting their ducks in a row. Last year, the whole thing almost got screwed up because we went to the Meijer in Jenison, Michigan. And the only people that work at the Meijer in Jenison, Michigan these days are mutants. Okay, they have fallen below Walmart when it comes to staff. They have more mutants per square inch at the Jenison Meijer than they do the Granville Walmart. It's unbelievable. And I say that because I still have a chip on my shoulder because of the asshole who I worked with last year who completely dropped the ball on everything so they can screw off. Thank God the folks at the Standale Meijer have not been infiltrated by the local mutants. Now, Mike Ball works with the folks at the Standale Meijer with his business, MB Distributing. He's the guy that stocks all the Little Debbie stuff. Anyway, he knows the folks that are in charge over there. So that is where we are going to make all of the purchases for the great food giveaway. So these two legends reached out to me about what are we getting for food? What are we doing? And it's the huge, the turkey, the potatoes, the gravy. We're doing gravy packets this year, saving some money. Our money will go farther. Or your money will go farther. In addition, we're going with the cans of corn and the pie and the rolls. Last year, we did 150 Christmas meals for the great food giveaway. I heard from orders from the top that we are upping the giving. Last year, it was 150 meals, and they were gone very, very quickly. When I say quickly, as long as it took, because there was 150 cars in line. That's how big. The word has gotten out about the great food giveaway. So folks do populate it, and they wait for a long period of time as we lead up to the opening of the food line in front of Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. So Megan said, all right, we were at 150 last year. Let's up it. Okay. She says 200. I said, okay. And she said, how about, do we do 250? Let's do 225. I said, sounds good to me. 225. So we will fund 225 meals. You will, I will. Together, we will literally just pass the hat and make that happen for year number 6. So I think this is our largest amount of food we've ever given away, because for the first couple of years it was 100, and then year somewhere in there we went up to 200, and then we backed it down last year to 150. But I think that seeing how people lined up, and we had 150 cars before we even drop the green flag on the deal, upping that will be a good idea. So I haven't yet officially begun saying, hey, send the money in. But we'll be getting started on that very, very soon. Some of you have done this in the past. You already know how it is. Basically, I say, all right, send the money along. Send it along to this spot on Venmo, this spot on PayPal, this spot on Cash App. Venmo's the easiest. I don't know why. But most people do it that way. And then we collect that money. Mike Ball goes to the non-mutant Meyer in Standale. We buy all the goods. He helps with his kids box all the food up in his Little Debbie boxes. We have absolute boxes. We have a wall of food ready to go for the people. And then usually the weather gets shitty. We also have the team from the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance, which it's not just pit bulls. It's all pets, dogs, cats, little critters. They feed those. They will have tons of food to give away. So people pull up. We put the pet food in their car. We put the food, the Christmas dinner in the car or the holiday dinner, whatever. I don't know. Maybe you don't celebrate Christmas. I have no idea. And believe it or not, we've a couple years ago, we started, again, this is all Megan, raising money to purchase feminine hygiene products. So we have a crew that's known as Team Pink that goes car to car while they're waiting in line and say, hey, do you need any of these? Just cross, check a box of what you need and we'll run it back. We'll bring you your order of free feminine hygiene products. In the past, Megan has had a wish list. I can share that with you again this year. Let's see, what am I forgetting, Megan? There's always some great hijinks and stories that go along with this. Last year, there was a guy about 100 cars into the line. And I knocked on his window and I go, hey, so the line's moving. And do you need any feminine hygiene products? And he goes, what? I go, yeah, that works. He goes, I just want to make a right-hand turn on 44th Street. I go, what? He says, yeah, isn't this the traffic jam for the stop sign at 44th? I go, no, this is a food giveaway. If you want to, you got to get out of this line and go, man. You can't, because we're going to put food in your, unless you want to get free food. He's driving like a Benz, and he's like, oh, God, I'm such an idiot. I go, yeah, get out of here. And then we had a race war. Now, I didn't hear anyone refer to Megan as a dumb honky or like a white trash bitch or anything like that. But I think we were close to racial slurs from past people that were in a vehicle talking to our beloved Megan. I think they were so pissed off, but she kind of talked them down from the ledge so that there wasn't like a race war or anything like that. But these folks, I guess they had asked for more than one box of food. And one of two things happened. Either on previous years, they had gotten more than one box of food, or maybe they called ahead and said, can we get two boxes of food or something like that? And we realized with the unbelievable participation by the public that we were not able to do that. Because there was such a need, and there was, 150 cars and 150 meals. We didn't know what to do. We give you two. Somebody's not getting a Christmas meal. That means you get two. They get zero. Now, that's common sense. That should be, if you explain that to most people, I'm guessing they would go, oh, I see. All right, that makes sense. But not these women. This gruesome twosome started to get into Megan's shit. First, though, they went after Mike Ball's kid, Mr. Smithers. And he reminds me of that character on The Simpsons, Mr. Burns' assistant, Smithers. So the kid, Smithers, is there. And these people are like kind of bullying him. And You need a little bit, a person who's a little more seasoned when things start to get a little salty like that. And, okay, I would not want to be on the receiving end of this, but show mom, Megan, she senses that Smithers is being given the business. So she struts on over, dare I say saunters. And how can I help you? She gives him the old customer service thing. All right. And she's an expert at this. I mean, she's been around the block, so she knows what's up. So all of her training is focused on this belligerent duo. And she's like, okay, all right. So then she takes what is the obvious. You would get to, that person at the end of the line would get zero, and attempts to explain that in like different ways, making the same point over and over again. And the words are bouncing off of these two beasts who just are not hearing it at all. So, in fact, Megan says, don't be mean to one of my or any other kid. So these people are pissed. And we're like, well, we can't do it. One per car. And they're getting more and more agitated. And she's like, okay. Well, look, can you move up? Because someone behind you, we're holding up the line. We can discuss this further if you want, but can you move up? And at that point, I think that was it. I don't think they said another word. I think they drove off furious with their one free meal, their pet food, and their tampons. That's how that went. Tofus has some comments. He says, entitlement is disgusting. He adds, kill him with kindness. She was kind, but she was firm. I was frightened, frankly. Jeremy K says Megan's customer service voice is strong. Oh, she's seen it all. She's seen it all and she's heard it all. She has unbelievable training, an intense level of skills. Tofa says some people just don't listen or don't have critical thinking skills. You can't talk to these people ever. Becca Shea says, what assholes. They were. But we were all like just in awe. I wanted it to continue, you know. And I think if they pushed it too far, she was going to pick up the car like Superman and throw it into 44th Street. Skip says, if I go to help with this, I may be a liability. Yeah. No one is allowed to do that. Megan is the only person that can do that because her name's on the sign. If there's any, wrangling going on, she is the liaison. She's the negotiator. She is the hostage negotiator. We are not allowed to engage. All we are allowed to do is say, happy holidays, here you go. And if someone starts bitching, oh, hang on. Let me bring in Megan here. She will talk to you about all of this. Like Nick here. He says, I would have snatched the box back like the soup Nazi. Yeah, right. That's what we want to do. We want to lash out and just smack the hell out of her. But we can't do that. So as soon as somebody gets lippy, we go, oh, boy, just play dumb. Well, I don't know. Hang on, let me get her. And then you go get Megan, and you go, ah, ha, ha, yeah, get him. Megan says, again, the voice of reason. She writes, I also think that maybe they were having a hard time, and I was trying to be understanding about that. Precisely, and only you can do that. Nick here would have whipped out his dick and smacked him across the face with it. Jeremy says, I just made my work aware that I will be late that day. Now, there's also something important to tell you about the Great Food Giveaway. Originally, The date was set for Monday, December 22. That has now changed. I want you to change that on your schedule to Tuesday, December 23. So not Monday, but Tuesday. December 23 is the date. Why, you ask? Because Megan said, hey, I want to change the date. I go, sounds good to me. She said, so now it's Tuesday, December 23rd. I said, count on it. That's totally fine. Did we park on 1 p.m. on Tuesday, December 23? Does it start at 1? I don't remember the time that it starts. You let me know in the chat or just let me know at some point. Megan is the great food giveaway Jocko. I don't know. That requires you to say good after everything. You're poor? Good. Jeremy K says, I'll be there to help dispense some tampons. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work. I think Team Pink is supposed to be a lady. Maybe not. Ask Megan. She says, no dick slaps allowed. Man Bun Chris says, don't forget free dog baths, too. Oh, God. Hurricane Ashley. Never forget. Megan says, the thinking behind Tuesday is Mike Ball. Let me know that for the grocery store, Tuesday will be much better. We want to be nice to them. I guess that, so it's a logistic issue. Tyler says, I would be bad at this event. I'm nice, but I have zero tolerance for any fuckery for any reason. I like the term fuckery. 1 p.m. arrival, 3 p.m. great food giveaway starts. Got it. And she's going to send a wish list for the feminine hygiene products, which I will share with you. Bob points out, don't forget about the Dracula shot glasses. Yes, that's a new product that women are really liking. It sounds absurd, but it's some ladies don't like the pads, and they don't because, you know, with the pad, sometimes the material touches their skin, and that's not a lot of fun. And then the tampons, they actually are quite intrusive, and they can actually cause issues, you know, the old toxic shock syndrome. And if you're Kelly Cheese, she just leaves them in there. And so this new product is called it's called Period Cup. And those are like a big hit with people that have periods. Now, I don't know how it works. But I think it's kind of like a strap-on device. Picture like, you know how when like sometimes a horse has like a thing, it's like you put his oats in it and then it kind of straps over his face and then he's able to eat conveniently. It's like that, but in reverse, the vagina's not eating anything. The material that is being gotten rid of by a lady's system is going into this cup that I guess it's like strapped on and it's not intrusive. And then her skin doesn't touch any of that grossness. It just goes in the cup. And then you can you can wash it out and you can use it again from what I'm understanding. There are some comments. Am I allowed to start sending Venmo donations? Why not? Why not? Since I've been giving this plenty of time to talk about, it's probably a great idea. We might as well just soft landing it and start it. If you want to participate in Great Food Giveaway on Venmo, hang on, this thing's all jacked. You can find me on Venmo at Eric-Zaitunian. I'll leave that in the chat for you on Twitch. So if you're on Facebook or Instagram, you're not going to see this. Eric-Zaitunian. That is my Venmo. Thank you, Rebecca. That is so sweet. I see it right now. Rebecca's first for this year, 2026 or 2025. Great food giveaway. Rebecca first. And she with a very handsome donation. I don't know yet the amount of money that we have to raise. That's kind of why I didn't want to, but since we're talking about it, we might as well. Mike Ball is going to get that info as to how much we need to, like what this price tag is for all of this. And we'll also add the cost of all the feminine hygiene products. But and I couldn't tell you what we raised last year. Bob says, let's not forget, fuck PayPal for taking a percentage. Mike Q is here, finally able to listen at work because it's a PD day. Don't know what that means. Had to shut the door to my class. Should have brought headphones. Oh, it's like a teacher in service day? Paid day off? I don't know what that is. Welcome to you, Mike. Yeah, you got it. You can't listen, have it blasting out to the world. Come on now. Okay. Stevie, okay, now I'm getting some clarification. My thought that the period cup was kind of dangling underneath like you're collecting sap from a tree. 100% not accurate. Stevie says it goes inside of the lady's vagina. All right, that's new info. And so, honestly, that sounds awful. I'm guessing they like collapse and they kind of like, you know, it's like sticking up. You're playing Pac-Man back in the day, you put the coin in. Perhaps it's like that. And then it contours to the opening there. That's. I know very little about this. If any of you can share the actual how a period cup works, that would be outstanding. There you go. Stevie says they are rubber. They're bendable. They go right where the tampon goes, but they don't go in as far. The tampon goes pretty far, you know. Becca Shea says you can't even feel it. That's why it's easy to forget about it. It's like a diaphragm that was used for birth control. Okay. Outstanding. Outstanding. We like to talk about these things in a very matter-of-fact way, you know. The last thing I want to do is, I mean, it's a key component of life. And you can't sit there and be all grossed out with how a lady's body works. You know, it's just part of it. I mean, I like to stress on this show that we are not afraid to talk about ladies' periods. Okay? It's time for that to not be a taboo discussion. And everybody knows that the best person to talk about a lady's menstrual cycle is a 55-and-a-half-year-old man who wears the same clothes every day talking in a room above his garage. So I'm glad to do it. I do it for you. And I know it's very informative to the men. They're learning things. Hell, I didn't even know that the period cup went in into the vagina. I thought it was like a feed bag for a fucking horse. All right. PD is personal day. Thank you. Professional development. I see it. Jeremy says, vaginal sap. The key is to get the suction seal, Rebecca says. It's really uncomfy if you can't get it to unseal for removal. Man, what a pain in the ass it is to be a lady. There's a lot that goes into that. Well, I mean, literally, a lot goes into there. Like a period cup goes into there. When you're removing the period cup, Bob wants to know, ladies, if it makes the same sound as removing a plunger stuck to a wall. Right, right. I'm curious about that, too. Or is it maybe like make that boots in mud sound when your boot is in the deep mud and you pull it out and it goes like that? Piano finger banger, not helpful. What about just using a ShamWow? Becca Shea says you got that right about being a lady. Skip says us men could never deal with that. Becca Shea, when is that? Didn't you say that there was a medical procedure that's going to be done? When is the date on that so we can send you well wishes and a speedy recovery? Or was that already taken? I forget. Again, if the podcast ends, I've forgotten about it. I'm kind of afraid to even utter again what the procedure is. Okay, she canceled it. All right. I'm not even going to say what it was, unless you tell me to say what it was. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.